Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Joseph Sternberg of the Wall Street Journal editorial board. He writes political economics. He's in London, and there's a story on the front page of the London papers that I read, that would be the London Times, about the sphere. If you're unfamiliar with the sphere, it's a new character in the world of American entertainment. It appeared in Las Vegas some months ago, and there were spectacular stories about the electricity bill and what it's up to and is it popular. But right now, it's considered a hit. It's a giant sphere, giant. You can see it for miles away. And because of its construction with all these LEDs on its surface interior, it can be anything it wants. It can be characters, it can be names, it can be lists. During the Formula One racing held in Las Vegas, it followed the cars every time it went by. The eyeball would go from one side to the other, rolling back and forth. It's got a personality, apparently, you can project upon it. It's like a Chinese, it's like a character, it's like a cartoon character. That same sphere was developed over these last years to be built in London. And now the news comes that, not in my backyard, says the Lord Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, a rising star in the Labour Party. And there looks to be a contest between Labour, that is the ascending party for the next general election, and the Tories, who've been in power for 450 years, and are the descending party. Joe, it's to be built, or was to be built, because it's now rejected, according to what you'd have to say are unhappy words in the London Times. It was to be built in a place called Stratford. What is that?
It's a neighborhood in East London that was the site of the 2012 Olympics, and so I think that we're really talking about here is, a project that would have been part of the long-term conversion of that site into, residential and various other retail and commercial spaces that would have added long-term economic value after all of the infrastructure that they built for the Olympics. And the big story here is that it turns out that even these sorts of projects are becoming stymied in some of the brutal political fighting that we're going to see more and more of this year as we get closer to an election.
The American developers are extremely disappointed because the negotiations have been going on for years and they're cleared all kinds of hurdles, and everything was ready to go, employment opportunities. In Las Vegas, they report huge success for concerts inside the sphere. U2, I think, is the resident band now performing inside Sphere. But Sphere awaits all those other sports teams that come to Las Vegas in season and out of season. That would have suited London. I read the sports pages as best I can, and Londoners are keen on sports all across the country. It would have suited London for its big music acts that come there. I can't really come up with a reason for why it was rejected, except I read in the letters that there was great anxiety about light pollution. Does that make sense to you, Joe?
Probably not. I think that it's more likely that this project ultimately has fallen victim to a structural problem, which is that everyone and no one is always accountable for everything when you have a project like this. And so I think that you have a lot of people with, who have different forms of authority to block or approve a project like this, and a lot of incentives to work at cross purposes with each other. And it ends up stymieing this development and a bunch of other projects over the years.
So what we have here is business as usual in London. When you try to do something new, you've got to grease the wheels, but there are two parties and you can get caught in between. Is that the lesson learned?
Pretty much. But I think that, it's a dispiriting picture for the UK when you do keep running into these political hurdles on top of all of the ordinary regulatory red tape that you have to do if you want to build anything.
Joseph Sternberg. He's in London for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He writes political economics. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.